Okay, Chevra, in Siman Sadi Dalid, if Vav, we encounter two dinim from the Sefer HaTruma, which are very similar. Din one from the Sefer HaTruma is that if I have a Isser pot, a pot that absorbed tarfis, and then within 24 hours you cook water in that pot, so then you restart the clock. However, if I have a fleshik pot, and within 24 hours I cook water in that pot, so I don't restart the clock of, I don't restart the clock in terms of figuring out when it's going to be nice and time of gamma. That's din one in the Sefer HaTruma. Din two in the Sefer HaTruma, which is related, is if I have an onion or some vegetables, and the onion absorbs iser, so then I have to be mevatel the entire contents of the onion. However, if I have an onion, and the onion absorbs basar, so then I don't have to be mevatel the entire contents of the onion, I only have to be mevatel the amount of basar that was absorbed in the onion. These are the two dinim that are found in the Sefer HaTruma. They're quoted in the Smak. And the Beis Yosef understands these dinim based on the rule of Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim. Meaning, since we hold a Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim is Asar, so therefore I have to restart the clock, the 24-hour Nosin Tan Lefkam clock. I have to restart when I cook the Mayim in the Isser pot, because Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim. However, if it's Basar in the pot, it just Amazo Yefleshik a pot, so then since we don't say Chanan B'Sha'al Heter, you don't have to restart the clock. And similarly, the din of how much am I Mevatel in the onion, or how much do I have to Mevatel? So if it's an Isser, I say Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim, and I have to Mevatel the entire thing. If, however, it's not Isser, if, however, it is Heter, so then there's no din of Chanan B'Sha'al Heter, and you only have to mevatel the amount that it absorbed. These are the dinim as understood by the Beis Yosef. And this L'cha'ira, these dinim in the Shulchan Aruch make it. In Simin Tzadi Dalid, if Vav, we have the second din of the Sefer HaTruma. We have the din of the Betzalim and Yerokais that absorbs basar. You only have to be mevatel the amount of basar that it absorbed. Now the Mechaber does not tell us the converse or the obverse. I'm never sure which is which, converse or obverse. The Mechaber doesn't tell us kind of what the diyuk is, right? All the Mechaber is saying is if I have an onion, right, that absorb basar, I don't have to be mevatel the entire contents of the onion. Implying, right, well, if the onion absorbed the regular iser, you'd have to mevatel the entire contents? Well, that would be difficult, because you're learning some in Sadi Beis, Se'if Dalid, that according to the Mechaber, I don't say Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim. No? There's Machlis Rabbi Nitzan and Rabbi Ephraim. And the Mechaber in Sadi Beis Se'if Dalet tells me, I don't say Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim. So the diyuk from the Mechaber, right, of Betzalim or Yerakos as a that absorb basar, so by basar you don't have to mevatel the entire content of the onion. Okay, great. When would I have to mevatel the entire content of the onion? It can't be by Sha'ar Yisurim. It has to be that if the onion is a basar b'chol of onion, then I'll say, if the onion is a basar b'chol of onion, so then I'm going to say that there is Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim, and I have to be mevato the entire contents of the onion. That's what emerges from the Mechaber. Now the Mechaber over here in Tzadi Dalet Se'if Vav only is quoting the second din of the Sefer HaTruma. The first in the Sefer HaTruma, with respect to the pot, makes it for some reason to simen kuf gimel seif zayin. In kuf gimel seif zayin, we learn that kedera that's blua basar b'cholav, right, that you already cooked basar b'cholav, etc. So if you cook something kaidem sha'avar laila, so it's considered bas yoima, you have to wait ad shatisha me'is la'is misha shechuchmu b'hamayim. In other words, the din of resetting the clock, the first in the Sefer HaTruma, makes it in Kuf Gimel Se'if Zayin, but over there, it only makes it with respect to a Basar B'Cholav pot, that I cook Mayim in the pot, I have to restart the clock. And L'Cha'ayra, this is very good, it's very consistent with the Shita of the Mechaber, that I only say Chanan by Basar B'Cholav. I don't say Hanan b'shari surim. However, the Heiliger Shach, unbelievable. The Shach says, one second, the reason why you say Hanan by Basar b'cholov is because kochad v'chad ba'apei nafshei shari. The Basar is mutar on its own. The cholov is mutar on its own. But in this case, what I have is an iser of Basar b'cholov that is giving off its isserness into the mayim. And if the isser is giving off its isserness into the mayim, that's a regular din of sha'ar isurim. And we should say that since the mechaber denies chanan b'sha'ar isurim, so therefore the din should not apply. In other words, the shach is saying the mechaber l'shita so, that we only say Chanan by Basar B'cholov, doesn't work out in Kuf Gimel Zayin and in Sadi Dalet Vav, because Basar B'cholov itself would be treated like a Sha'ar Iser. Once it's already an Iser Basar B'cholov, so there should be no din of Chanan. Now apparently the Mechaber holds that Habami Basar B'cholov is dinai to Basar B'cholov, no? That's clear in the Mechaber in Kuf Gimel Se'ev Zayin. Let's chazer again, right? I saw already a quizzical look. And once you see one quizzical look, you have to say it again.
Didn't we have this?
Yes.
Something else.
We had this in Sadi
like
Beis
last week. Yeah.
We had this in, and we had. Okay, we're at the point in the year that very much of what we're going to say we've already encountered, and we're just dealing with variations on the theme. Those of you who learned Cheskes Abatim, right, one of the great challenges in Cheskes Abatim, I think, is like you get all the svaras right at the beginning, and then you're just like, right, varying the theme again and again and again, and like that's how you pull out your hair. Well, welcome to Basar B'cholov, where we do the same thing. Basically, the Mechaber holds that Basar B'cholov that gives off tam in Tamayim is deen like a Basar B'cholov, and I'm going to say Chanan over there, because Chanan by Basar B'cholov, according to the Mechaber, I say. And therefore, the Mechaber in Kuf Gimel Zayin, the same din of the Truma, the Mechaber said, of the Sefer HaTruma, the Mechaber says, we reset the clock from Bishul Hamayim. Meaning, the Chanan from Basar B'cholov into Mayim is dinai ke Basar B'cholov, where the Mechaber says Chanan. Now, the Ramah agrees with this also, to some extent, va'afareish. You see, the shach. Let's just talk the shach. Then we'll talk the Rambam. Then we'll talk the Rambam. The shach says, you know what? The hesber that we're giving within the dinim of the Sefer HaTruma, that it's based on Chanan, and therefore, since the mechaber denies Chanan b'sha'ar isurim, there's only Chanan by Basar b'cholov, and that's why the Mechaber in Tzadi Dalet Vav has to say that it's only going to, you only have to be Mesha'er Kenegan the entire onion if it's Basar b'cholov, and in Kuf Gimel Zayin, the Mechaber says that we reset the clock when Basar b'cholov goes into Mayim. That's all based on understanding that the din of the Sefer HaTruma is based on Chanan. However, says the Shach, this does not work out within the Tor, because the Tor denies Chanan b'sha'ar Isurim, And nonetheless, the Torah holds to this din of the Sefer HaTruma. Right? Again, Sefer HaTruma, two dinim. Right? The contents of the onion and resetting the clock by the pot. The two dinim seem to be totally zebezeh. Beis Yosef says all about Chanan. Comes along the Shach and he says, it's not Shaykh that should be about Chanan. Because the Torah denies Chanan b'sha'ar isurim. And even so, the Torah quotes these dinim. So therefore, says the Shach, that the din of Nat Barnat de Isura is not based on Chanan b'sha'ar isurim. You see, here's the thing, gentlemen. Right? And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening on YU Torah. Here's the thing. Do I get fired for saying that? Like,
no, it's inclusivity, it's good.
What?
It's inclusivity,
okay. Apparently, Rabbi, I mentioned this, right? Rabbi Sambolsky begins his shiur ring every day. Tomei tamli dimalek with shalom aleichem. Okay. Nat Barnat is assumed to apply by Isser, not by Heter. Right? In other words, if I have a pot that absorbs basar, that's heter. When it gives off its flavor into mayim, that's not barnat of heter, not a problem. But if I have a pot that absorbs chazer, so it gives off its flavor into mayim, that's called not barnat of iser. This simple way of understanding the difference between not barnat of iser and not barnat of heter is based on chanan. Now if you hold chanan b'sha'ari surim, so of course not barnat of iser is a problem. And Naparnat Shal Heter is not a problem because you don't hold of Chanan B'Shal Heter. That is Beis Yosef world. But in Shach world, which by the way is the greatest amusement park ever, so in Shach world, right, we see very differently. Because the Shach says that's not Shaykh because then you have a steer in the tour. Elamai says the Shach, the din of Nat Barnat of Isser is because, you know what, once something was usser, it's hard to get the isser out of it. But if something is heter, and you want to create an isser, then it is less likely to create an isser in something that was previously heter. Meaning, there is a din of klishas hatam. This din of klishas hatam, by the way, is attributed to the Ran over here. The Shach quotes it from the Ran. But it's very, very, very similar to the Rashba that we encountered in Simon Sadi Gimel in the Torah. The din of Klisha Satam tells me that every subsequent... I was thinking of it this way. You know, the other day I went to make photocopies of a piece of paper. I was making photocopies of my Bechina sheet, and that Bechina sheet, which I had made photocopies of, was three steps removed from the original Bechina sheet, no? I have the original Bechina sheet from like 10 years ago, and then I photocopied, and then you photocopy, and then you photocopy, and each time you photocopy the same piece of paper, the blackness of the ink becomes weaker. Correct? That's the din of Klishas Hatam. Klishas Hatam means that when I have absorbed flavor, the absorbed flavor loses some of its potency. It's not as strong in each subsequent stage. Nonetheless, if the absorbed flavor was an isser, so even though now it's a weaker isser, but a weaker isser is usser. However, if that absorbed flavor was shel heter, because that flavor is weakened through the cooking, so therefore it's no longer strong enough to create an isser afterwards. So if the absorbed flavor is basar, because there is klishas hatam of the basar in the cooking, it can't become basar b'cholov later on because it's shvacher basar, and shvach basar can't become basar b'cholov. Right? This is the way the Shach understands the din. And therefore, even if I deny Chanan b'sha'ari surim, the din of nat barnat shel iser still applies. This is what the Shach writes in Kuf Gimel Yud Ches and in Sadi Dalet Chaf Beis ba'arichos. That's the Yisur of the Shach. Now, l'cha oira, there is a difference, and the Prima Godim in Os Chaf Beis of the Sif Seidah sort of says this. There's a difference between whether I assume that Nat Bar Nacho Isser is based on Chanan, or whether I assume that Nat Bar Nacho Isser is based on this din of Klishas Hatam. Because we know that the din of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, even according to the Rabbeinu Tam who holds of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, that's a din drabonon. Right? It's a gezeira atu basar b'cholov, nachon? But Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim is entirely a din drabonon. If Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim is a din drabonon, so obviously the din of Nat Bar Nat of Isser is also going to be a din drabonon in Beis Yosef world, that Nat Bar Nat of Isser is based on Chanan. However, in Shach world, that Nat Bar Nat of Isser is a different halacha. It's based on Klishas Hatam. So then, if it's based on Klishas Hatam, what emerges is it should be, perhaps, the possibility that the Din Doraisa remains. That is the first Yisul that we wanted to mention. Good? And the Prima Gadim and Oschof Beis alludes to this. Prima Gadim says, oh, you know what? If you hold it's a din of Chanan, so it's not shayich that it's a din d'oraisa. And our dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer, page 183, goes to town on this yisod. Now, I should note that if you begin the Prima Gadim here in Oschof Beis, the Prima Gadim says, you know what, we're all quoting from the Sefer HaTruma. If you look in the Sefer HaTruma Bifnim, he says a little bit of a different idea. The Sefer HaTruma Bifnim talks about what he calls P-Eser. Now, what the idea of P-Eser means is, I don't think it means that there is a weakening of the flavor, that the flavor is less strong, but quantitatively, the flavor is depleted. That's a din of P-Eser. Again, that's Chazar. The Shach says that Nat Bar Nat Shel Isura is a problem. Shel Heter, it's not a problem, based on the Yisod of Klishas HaTam. We're understanding that Klishas HaTam, I think, means that the quality of the Tam, the potency, the intensity of the Tam, is lessened. We could say, however, that there's a different vart, that the vart is based on the quantity. Think about it. Right? When I cook milk in a pot, not the entire milk is absorbed in the pot, some of the milk is absorbed in the pot. When I subsequently cook that milk into mayim, not all of the milk will leave the pot and go into the mayim. A certain amount, a certain quantity will go out and go into the mayim. No? It ends up largely being the same as what the Shach is saying. Right, because I would say that the milk flavor is probably attenuated, whether it's because of like my photocopy svara or whether it's because of quantitatively there is less. Right, but you end up pretty much in the same place anyway. Nachon? So I think the idea of the PSR is how much cholov was absorbed in the Daifnei HaKedera? Was all the cholov that I cooked absorbed in the Daifnei HaKedera? Well, I'm not sure how much. Right, that's after Mishari Kineget Kulo. But, Lemaisa, if you would be honest with yourself, you'd say that quantitatively the Daifnei HaKedera have less cholov in it than were in the pot to begin with. Nachon? Then when I cook that cholov, right, in Mayim, so I'd say that quantitatively, not all the cholov in the Dofen HaKedera was yotze. Again, I'm not sure how much is yotze, so I'm mishar b'kulo. But it's mistaber that there is less that went out. And therefore, it could be mistaber that is less than that went out, that maybe if I'm cooking a lot of mayim and I have a little bit of cholov in the Daifen HaKedera, it's mistaber that's going to be bottle in the amount of mayim that I have. We know that a keli can't, we made this cheshvan based on the Chachmas HaAlgebra, as the Piskei Tshuva quoted, but right, a Kedera won't have shishim keneged, the volume of the Daifen HaKedera, but that's assuming that it's balua bakulo. If it's not balua bakulo, kenzan, you will have it. And quantitatively, it's just very reasonable to assume that because the dolphin akadera didn't absorb all the chalav, so then the chal that was in the dolphin goes out into the mayim, so it's klishus in the sense of quantitatively there is less. Right? There are two ways of saying the klishus svara. That's basically the idea. Right? One way of saying the klishus svara is what I call photocopying. Right? That the quality is diminished. No? The other way of saying the klishus svara is just quantitatively less comes out. Now, of course, if I want to say the quantitative svara, so it won't help if I am cooking a tiny amount of mayim in the kedera the second time. No? Because in that situation, what do you mean, klishus? Right, klishus in the quantitative sense. It's so little mayim that it can't be maklish in the quantitative sense. But the photocopy svara, the klishus in what I call the qualitative way, that l'cha'eva should still exist. Nachon? Okay, let's just chazer again. So I have two bigadol, I have two possibilities as to how I understand the din of naparnat shel iser versus naparnat shel heter. One possibility is based on the din of chanan b'sha'ar yisurim, right, which is Beis Yosef world. And because that's Beis Yosef world, therefore the Beis Yosef does not quote the complete dinim found in the Sefer HaKshruma. Right, according to the Sefer HaKshruma, right, the din is any iser that cooks mayim, the mayim restarts the clock. But the Beis Yosef only quoted restarting the clock by Basar B'chalav. And the Beis Yosef in Sadi Dalet, in the Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Dalet, he only quotes that it's Balua B'kulai by Basar B'chalav, not by Sha'ari Surim. In other words, he is recalibrating the halachas of the Sefer HaTruma based on his shita that we do not say Chanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim. The Shach says, for me, right, the din would be true by any Esar because I say Chanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim anyway. Even according to Beis Yosef, the din is true only by Basar B'Cholav, but Basar B'Cholav into something else should remain Basar. Basar B'Cholav into anything else should be a regular din of Sha'ar Yisurim, and therefore the Mechaber should not say it. Right? But there's another reason for not barnat of Isser being a problem, not barnat of Heter not being a problem, and that's based on Klishas Hatam, which is very similar to that Rash, but quoted in the Torah in Sadi Gimel. Good? Deep breath. Now, the Mechaber and the Ramah both assume that the din of not barnat of Isser is based on the din of Chanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim. We know that the Mechaber says this because the Mechaber doesn't quote the dinim of the Sefer HaTruma by Sha'ar Yisurim. He only quotes the dinim of the Sefer HaTruma by Basar B'Cholav. We know the Ramah says it because the Ramah says it. Look in Kuf Gimel Se'if Zayin. Kuf Gimel Se'if Zayin writes, V'hu adem b'chol Yisurim l'fi ma'ad d'kaimelon b'chol Yisurim chadich anasas nevela. So you have to restart the clock. In other words, right, the Ramah is also saying that it's a din in Chanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim. The only difference is what we learned in Sadi Beis Dalet, that the Ramah holds of Chanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim, the Mechaber doesn't. But they're both naming on that Sefer HaTruma din is based on Chanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim, even though in the Sefer HaTruma b'Fnim, it really sounds much more like the Shach, although not exactly like the Shach, because he uses the P-Eser idea, which is the quantitative, as opposed to the Shach, who kanir'eh is seeing a qualitative. Svara ad kan. Oh, I get to turn the page in my notes. Now, the din of an onion that absorbs chalav, what's the tzir? So the pashtus is that you cook the onion in milk. Or let's say, I cook the onion in meat. Right? The onion absorbs basar. I have, right, betzalim shabuah mi basar. That's the case. So the pashtus is that the onion was cooked with meat. And then the Mechaber gives me a tzir that if I cook that onion in the kedera shel chalav, so then I am not going to require shishim keneged the entire onion. I require shishim keneged the basar habalua the onion, right? Miduyak in the divrei hamechaber that I am cooking this onion in the kedera shel chalav. What would happen if I have an onion, which I, it was my onion in the chalent, right? An onion I mamish cooked with basar. And then I cook that onion mamish in chalav. I put that onion into a pot with milk. And I have shishim kineged the basar that was absorbed in the onion beforehand. What's it in that case, gentlemen? Mutter or asar? I have shishim.
Mutter. Batzel is a machlokes.
Machlokes. That's like the cheapest answer because right, it's likely everything's a machlokes, right? Machlokes who and who?
I just forgot.
Okay. But good. We know it's a machlokes.
I think the Maharshal Milublin says
the Maharam Milublin. Excellent.
Milublin says it's mutter.
Good. And?
Because the basar is niflat before the onion becomes basar b'chalav and is this batzel before.
Okay, you already read the Balei HaShulchan's interpretation of it, which is also wonderful.
And the other side, I don't remember what it was.
The other side is Reb Kiva Eger. Okay, let's go slowly. I have a fleishig onion. The onion is fleishig, says the pashta says the onion is fleishig because you cook the onion in a fleishig pot. And then I cook the onion in milchik's mamish. So Reb Kiva Eger says, when I cook the onion in milchik's mamish, I have to worry that the onion became real basar b'chalav. Once onion became real basar b'chalav, you have to be mevato the entire contents of the onion. It's not sufficient to be mevato the amount of basar that was absorbed in the onion. The Shachanos Chaf Gimel, however, quotes a tshuva the Maharam of Lublin. By the way, Maharam of Lublin, if I'm not mistaken, was the largest medieval yeshiva. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Lublin, no? If you want to know, what's that book, Darche Halimud by Mahari of Kapanton or something? Rav Blachman is like being to tell us about this book. Basically, there was a musig of yeshivas before Valozhin, but the medieval yeshivas were very different. It wasn't like yeshiva with a dormitory. It's basically a talmidim would go to a community and they'd learn by a Rosh Yeshiva. Or the Rav and the Shtut was like the person who they'd learn by. Maharam of Lublin was the biggest yeshiva in the medieval period, or in the period before the Tekufa of the Ramah. Maharam of Lublin has like the notes on the, you know, the, on the back of the Goya, Maharshan, the Maharam of Lublin.
Yeah.
That's who the Maharam of Lublin is. Right, so it's funny, like he's like the most technical reader, and he's also, right, the Maharam like has like these little comments, and he's also writing big tshuvas, and Talmidim are coming to him. It was like a different world, right? Oh, it's a different world. So the Maharam of Lublin is quoting the Shach Ais Chav Gimel, that even if I cook the onion, the fleishig onion, even if I cook it with cholov, it's going to be mutter. And the chord is hard to understand. Why would it be mutter? Because I don't. Why would it be mutter? Says Reb Kiva Eger. Shouldn't the onion become basar b'chalav? Now there are different ways of understanding the Maharam of Lublin. One way is what Ben Keen was saying a minute ago, that we epis have a metzius, right? We are inventing our own halachic reality, and that halachic reality is that in the cooking process, the basar will leave before the chalav is absorbed. Right? Now, this svara we had on Daf Kufches of Aidi Detori Lemiflat Lobala. No?
Yeah.
And that would make sense if I'm talking about something that's mamish boiling. Right, but over here, when I deal with bleis by basar b'chalav, anything above yadsei leges bo, the din is that there's bleis. If it's not boiling, right, so there still can be bleis. So that svar in the Gemara on kufches lecha'ora is a little difficult to apply, but we're seeing in that second. Look in the Balei HaShulchan Sifkat and Ayin Gimel, where he says that svara. He also says another svara. He quotes from the Chazon Ish, another svara. Basically, the svara of Mikushar. The svara of Mikushar, right, remember, goes as follows. Mikushar means that since the cholov, let's say, that's going into the onion is connected to all the cholov in the pot, so it can't become basar b'cholov because all that cholov is like one big cholov entity, right? And then when you take it out, it's going to be a cliché already, or something like that. That's the Trumas Hadashin Svar of Mikushar. The Chazon Ish is saying that when this onion has fleishiks in it from beforehand, and now I'm cooking the onion with the milchiks, or with the milk, all the cholov in the kedera is mikushar with the cholov that goes into the onion, and therefore it doesn't become basar b'cholov. Now, the Trumas Hadeshen quoted this svar of mikushar from the Ra'avon, and the Trumas Hadeshen says that Nira Lafi Daito, that the din of the Ra'avan that we say Mikushar is Ne'emar only by Kalim, not by Oichlim. By food, I don't say Mikushar, and the Raya is that a Tipas Cholov Shenofla Al HaChaticha, right? We're going to say that it becomes Treif, no? And we don't say that it's all Mikushar. We don't say, right? We don't say it's all mikushar. Tibbutz nafal chaticha can become treif. The Chazon Ish, however, tainas that maybe the sevara of mikushar can even be said by oichlem, but there's a difference within the category of oichlem. There's a difference between an ocha which is basar kishala atzmo, and when something is flesh itself, I don't say mikushar. I don't say that this piece of flesh itself is mekushar to all the other flesh in the pot, and therefore it doesn't become a problem. No, sorry, I don't say that. But when I have an ochel which was boileya other ochlem, so then I will say mekushar b'kahai gavna. That's what the Chazon Ish says. This is already razzle dazzle. But the Chazon Ish is basically saying that the din of mikushar does apply to eichlem, but it only applies to an eichel that is balua. Now, let's just cheshbonais for a minute. We learned in our youth, when we used to learn, we learned that Meshach denied the yisod of mikushar, no? Meshach says that there's no such thing as mikushar Klal ve'ikar, right? That's what we had in the Shas of Katan Vav and right, a few other places. Remember this, gentlemen? If that's the case, then I would say that the Chazon Ish's Sevara can't be Masbir the Maharam of Lublin, because the Shach is quoting the Maharam of Lublin and the Shach denies Mikushar. And we'd have to say only the Sevara, right? The Badi HaShulchan there in Sivkatan Ayin Gimel has two svaras. Either our halachic reality, that the meat does not leave the onion until it's done cooking, which we explained as Aydi detara, de la miflat loy bola, right? Something along those lines, right? And then the Chazon Ish came up with the svar of Mikushar. However, Hanir lafin is daiti, shesvaras Mikushar lo shayich. The divrei Maharam of Lublin, the Kavan shekvar hisparnu shahashach lo svira leisvaras mikushar klal v'ikar. Right, again, this last three sentences is Schwartz, but I like what Schwartz says sometimes. Okay, should we go weiter? Oh, now the Taz in Os Yud gives us a different seer of how I have a fleishiga onion. We assume that the din of the fleishiga onion is because I have an onion that I cooked in a chalent, right? And that became a fleishiga onion. The Taz, however, says that you could have a fleishiga onion if you cut the onion with a fleishiga knife. And if I cut the onion with a fleishiga knife, the Taz says, so if I only cut the onion one cut, so my ikar din is only going to be aser kidei netila. But if I cut the onion, if I mince the onion, right? Those of you who do cooking know what mincing means, no? So if you mince the onion, so then the entire onion, right, if you cut it dak-dak, then the entire onion becomes fleshig. That's what the Taz says. Now, in the Badei HaShulchan, page, I don't know, Kuf, I don't know if it's Kuf Samachay or Reish Samachay, Besach Mishtos. The Badei HaShulchan in page Reish Samach Hey points out that the tzir of the Taz is a little difficult. You see, the case of the onion, L'cha'ora, should be a regular din of Nat bar nat already, no? What I have is that the knife became fleshig al yedei cutting a piece of meat. That knife is now giving its fleshigness into the onion. So l'cha'ira, that should be a nat bar nat, that the onion is already fleshig, right? And then it should be heter gomor when I cook it in a milchig pat, because that would be a nat bar nat bar nat, right? That's l'cha'ur, what should emerge. So the Badei HaShulchan on page Reish Samach Hei is bothered by the tzir of the Taz, because l'cha'ura, I understand in the case where I cook the onion in the chalent, so there's flesh mamish in the onion, so then I could say that it's going to be a problem, like this whole sif says. But if I cut the onion with a fleshig knife, so I just added a nice and tam, and that would be a problem, right? Or the whole din would fall. So the Badei HaShulchan suggests on page Reish Samach Hei that yesh lachkar in the din of davar charef. Is davar charef only that it has the ability to be bolei'a? Or does davar charef have the kayach to be maflit also? Remember, davar charef beats most dinim in Shulchan Aruch, no? We've been learning dinim about, let's say, nosin tam lufgam. It's not a problem. Davar charef, forget nosin tam lufgam. Nat bar nat, most assume that is mutter, nat bar nat shel heter. Davar charef, no siri. No? Lucha oira. When I say that davar charef, no siri, right, that might mean that it's ki'ilu, it was boileya basar, even though that would normally be a nat bar nat. But we could argue that davar charef also has the ability to be maflet. The basar that's absorbed into it, it's more maflet than other things are maflet, and therefore we take away one of the nats. So it's a regular din of nat bar nat rather than a din of nat bar nat bar nat.
Which is the Nisina's time of taking away the
knife to the Dover Charef has the kayak to jut out, to spit like out more time. What?
Whatever, it's like it's actual mamash of meat.
Or I could say it alternatively, that the Dover Charef, that if I cook if I cut an onion with a fleshig knife, it's not a nice and time of fleshiks into the onion, but the onion itself becomes guf hafleshiks. Nafgamina is the machlokas prima godim and Reb Kiva Eger that we encountered in Pei Tes. Do I become fleshik when I eat a fleshik onion? Remember this one? We could suggest that the lumdus over here, again, I think Reb Feivel goes in a different direction than Schwartz. Right? Reb Feivel says that, look at Pei Shrei Samachin, the Badei HaShulchan. Right? The Badei HaShulchan is saying that we take away one of the nats. Instead of being nat bar nat bar nat, because it's charif, so we'll take away one of the gnats, and then he points out that it's only the machlokas Evan HaOzer and Magen Avram that we'll learn in Tzadivav. Okay. But it seems to me that maybe the din of onions is that the onion becomes a guf haflesh. It's not that the onion is a nice and it's not that there's flesh that's nice and tam in the onion. It's the onion becomes guf habuser. Guf habuser. What does it mean that's gufa buser? That means l'cha'ora that you gotta wait 6 hours if you eat the fleishiger onion. Right? Again, if I cook noodles in the fleishiger pot, I don't wait 6 hours, right? Kayadua. Because it's a nice and time of flesh. Nice and time of flesh. No din of 6 hours. But if it's busser mamish, zeks stundev. Right? That means 6 hours in Yiddish. Okay, gentlemen. I think we should say the mincha prayer. Shkoyach.